Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the moment that we have all been waiting for. My daughter, Julia, freshman at University of Minnesota, her last day of winter break before she goes home, taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
I want to point out very quickly, Jessica will back me up on this, I did not write the questions like I usually do. I didn't want anybody thinking that I was slanting it towards Julia, my daughter. I'd love to see you win. Love to get that money.
Excuse me. If I win, the money is mine.
Okay. So anyway, please kick Tammy out of the studio. Julia, my daughter.
Tammy, please leave.
All right. Good luck, sweetie.
Thank you.
Five pop culture questions. Julia, as you know, you get more right than Tammy. $100 goes to your father from her San Diego County Credit Union checking account money. SDCCU, it's not big bank banking. It's better. Best of luck to you, my daughter. The greatest of all time, Michael Jordan, turns 56 years old today. This will be a big year for Jordan as a 10-part documentary of his life will debut this June on what sports network?
ESPN.
The newest version of Dr. Doolittle, starring Robert Downey Jr., hits theaters today. It's safe to say he made good money for the role, as he was the third highest paid actor of 2019. He was beaten by Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his Avengers co-star Thor, played by whom?
Chris Hemsworth.
This week on The Kelly Clarkson Show, the singer discussed the movie she starred in with her American Idol co-star, saying it was contractually obligated. It was horrible. What was the name of that movie? It's a real tough one for someone your
age. I didn't even know she was in a movie.
All right.
God, I don't know.
Okay. It was announced this week that Billie Eilish will perform the title song for the newest James Bond film, No Time to Die. She joins a prestigious group of singers that have done songs for those films, including Paul McCartney, Carly Simon, Duran Duran, and Adele. Who sang the theme song for the last James Bond Spectre film? Was it Sam Smith, Miley Cyrus, or Harry Connick Jr.? The clue is the song's called Writings on the Wall.
I'm going to go with Sam Smith.
And finally, Star Wars Rise of the Resistance opens in Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland today. People started lining up last night to be the first to ride. When you are in the Galaxy's Edge land, you are a visitor to a fictional planet in the Star Wars universe. You can blame Jessica for this. What was the name of that planet?
I think it starts with a J.
Mm.
Can you give me a minute to think about it?
I can't give you a minute. Need an answer.
I don't know.
Okay, let's get Tammy back in. Oh, Tammy! All right, well, Tammy, Julia's a little bit disappointed in herself. Normally, she goes 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5. Today, she did 3 out of 5.
Okay.
The greatest of all time, Michael Jordan, turns 56 today. This will be a big year for Jordan, as a 10-part documentary on his life will debut this June on what sports network?
ESPN?
Correct.
Okay.
Julia knew that. The newest version of Dr. Doolittle, starring Robert Downey Jr., hits theaters today. I'm predicting a bomb, B-O-M-B.
Okay.
It's safe to say he made good money for the role, as he was the third highest paid actor of 2019, beaten only by Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his Avengers co-star Thor, played by whom?
Hemsworth. Liam Hemsworth. No, it's Chris. Dang it.
Wrong beefcake.
Dang it. Oh.
Wrong beefcake. It's Chris Hemsworth. Julia knew that.
Yeah.
It's 2-1, and the smile has never been wider right? on his face. Tammy, this week on The Kelly Clarkson Show, the singer discussed the movie she starred in with her American Idol co-star, saying it was contractually obligated. It was horrible. What is the name of that movie?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so is it To Kelly from Justin with Love?
The movie was called From Justin to Kelly. So you did
From Justin.
You were going
not
to Kelly.
Yes. So, yep, absolutely.
Tammy,
got it wrong.
Julia didn't know that. Julia did know the second one, so she's still in the lead 2-1.
Yeah.
It was announced this week that Billie Eilish will perform the title song for the newest James Bond film, No Time to Die. She joins a prestigious group of singers that have done songs for those films, including Paul McCartney, Carly Simon, Duran Duran, Adele. Who sang the theme song for the last James Bond film, Spectre? Was it Sam Smith, Miley Cyrus, or Harry Connick Jr.?
Oh, my goodness. That's a hard one. I'm going to say that it was...
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sam Smith.
He's right. Sam Smith is correct. Julia, also went with Sam Smith. So here's the dealio. Julia's winning 3-2 right now. If you do not get this right, you will give Julia $100 of your SDCCU checking account money. You will also have your first loss of the year.
Yeah. That's even bigger to me, Julia. You're the first one to take me down.
Star Wars Rise of the Resistance opens in Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland today. People started lining up last night to be the first to ride. When you are in Galaxy's Edge, you are a visitor to this fictional planet in the Star Wars universe. Name it.
Is it Tatooine?
It is not Tatooine.
Is that the right name, though?
No.
Tatooine is what you're
thinking. Tatooine, that's wrong as well. That was, of course, where Luke grew up. But who cares? Because the answer is Batu. The answer is Batu. And that means Julia, my daughter, answered the call and took down the champ. Julia wins by a score of 3-2. So proud right now.
Well, Tammy, you know, it felt pretty good to beat you, but I think I would like to do something better with the money, and so I'm going to donate it to St. Jude.
Oh, Julia!
And you know that we are later on today jumping on a plane and flying to Memphis to hang out with the kids of St. Jude for a couple days, right? That really, oh boy, okay.
And by the way, Julia, you did play for a KS1 loyal listener, which means they get a family 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego Zoo, or right now they can go visit Africa Rocks.
Listen, you did a great job, and best of all, girlfriend, you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Julia, John's daughter, and I graduated from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.